Hey, happy Thursday. Hank fans and family, to all who happen to celebrate it.
It's why we love today.
Let's find out some reasons to do such a thing. 27th day of the third month of 2025, just about marching our way out of March. Goes out like a lamb.
It's not a lamb, I don't think.
It's as close as we got. As close as we got.
That's all we're getting. Budget cuts.
We got a lamb at home. 86 days in, 279 left to go. Friendly reminder, now 5 days away, April Fool's Day.
Ugh.
Public service announcement. We got you. 18 days, by the way, until the real April Fool's Day, and that would be when your taxes are due.
Ooh.
And I think this falls on a Tuesday, so we don't get that extra grace day that we'll sometimes get.
Rude.
Because it falls on a weekend.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah.
Are you all done with yours? Or promptly filed?
I'm waiting until all of the IRS people get laid off by Doge before I fully commit. So I'm hanging on. We might get there.
I'd like an email at the end of the week explaining what exactly you've done in regard to your taxes. Thank
you. I could send that right now, and it would take me 20 seconds. In fact, I'll group chat text it.
Oh, no, please don't.
Everybody's doing it.
Woo.
24 days until Easter, 39 until Cinco de Mayo, 45 until Mom's Day. Today, otherwise known as, absolutely, opening day baseball.
Go Rangers, go Rangers.
Cowboy Mike knows.
National Spanish Paella Day. Paella.
Do you like the paella?
Oh.
Yeah. Shellfish, it's rice, good. Saffron, a little something, a little bit of everything.
It's kind of gritty. It tastes like grits to me.
Really?
I don't think I'm thinking of the same thing. It's World of Theater Day. Brilliant acting.
My theater era.
And of the mind. It is Quirky Country Music Song Title Day.
Mm, plenty to choose from around here.
Just play anything, Conway, and there you go. That's kind of, we built a whole game around it.
We'll make it awkward. Don't worry.
It is the odd convergence of National Cleavage Day.
Hey, girls gone wild.
And it's Viagra Day. So.
The coincidence?
Not hard to celebrate that.
That's enough out of you.
I don't know what that meant. It is a happy birthday today to the Navy. Formed on this date in 1794. Happy birthday, Navy. On this date, also happy birthday to the urinal.
No. Once.
1866, the urinal was invented.
Do you have to make it more awkward? We've already talked about Conway Twitty titles.
Probably. On Viagra Day. No.
And Cleavage Day.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Conway Twitty.
Conway Twitty.
On this date in 1884, the first long-distance phone call was made. It was made between New York and Boston.
Hello?
On this date in 1914, the first successful blood transfusion. Why is it you have to put successful? Blood transfusion occurred in Belgium.
But what happened before that? How many unsuccessful ones?
We don't celebrate those.
Mm.
On this date in 1982, musically, Pac-Man Fever, a song about the arcade game, cracks the top 10 on the music charts, becoming the only song about a video game, still to this day, ever to do so. And it was oddly performed by the musical group Buckner and Garcia.
Oh, look at
Buckner.
Unfortunately, I'm not related. I have looked this up. But 23andMe has...
dang it.
Unfortunately, given my information to somebody else. On this date in 1998... well, okay, there. FDA approves the sale of Viagra. There you go. That's the tie-in.
How hard was that?
Really?
Go Rangers. Go Rangers.
On this date in 2008, Trace Atkins is one of the finalists, eventually loses to Piers Morgan, season 7 of The Celebrity Apprentice.
Mega. Ooh.
My, how far we've come. 2011, Shania Twain inducted into the Canadian Music Hall of Fame.
Atta girl.
Wonder if they dislike our Hall of Fames now. There's a tariff.
No, yeah. That'll cost you.
Shania not in the Country Music Hall of Fame. Not yet. Happy Thursday birthday cakes to Fergie of the Black Eyed Peas.
She's got that boom, boom, pow.
She is 50 today. Fergie. Nathan Fillion, who has like a cult following, is 54. Mariah Carey is 56.
She likes to sing.
I thought she was born on Christmas Day.
She's the queen of Christmas.
Quentin Tarantino is 62, and there you go. That is our fantastic look at this day in March. Coming up next, we will take a look, and I've already been asked several times, retired Ricky, barbecue James. James, like, what's going in the tank today?
Oh.
And I texted each one of them back. It's a little hard to text, even in a group chat that may leak out to some Atlantic reporter.
Yeah, you don't want that.
It's easier to explain. We'll do it next. It's a Will and Flo Thursday on opening day.
Welcome to your real country wake-up call.